This is URN Sport.
Now, the biggest news possibly coming out of these varsity fixtures is the inclusion of Super Wednesdays, whereby up to 12 new sports could be included. What do we make of this decision?
I quite like it. I think it's sort of playing off the whole Olympics Super Saturday kind of thing and making a real large event feel to varsity. So I think it's going to really add something.
I think it gives a massive opportunity to sports that we haven't seen in the past in varsity and really opens it up to a wider audience, because if you play a less well-known sport and you perhaps want to see a real rivalry, Trent versus Uniov, you can go to this Super Wednesday game and see the sport that you perhaps wouldn't have been able to last year.
It's a smart move by both universities because it helps to cut down on sort of unofficial varsity events going on as well, and incorporating it into a whole can just bring the entire unis together.
Because there were a few unofficial fixtures last year, which some might argue downgraded the achievements or that sport as a whole. However, dodgeball and table tennis are no longer fully fledged varsity sports this year. It looks like they're being assimilated into Super Wednesday. Do we think they're going to be happy about that?
I think table tennis in particular will be unhappy about that. When we had the captain of the table tennis in on the Thursday show, he mentioned that it might not be included in varsity because he made a joke about Trent being scared, but it genuinely seems as though they don't want to play us in official varsity because they know that table tennis this year at University of Nottingham is incredibly strong.
I think we beat them 17-0 in Bucks, didn't we?
Yeah.
Our first. So it would be a whitewash. And it's a real shame because from a Uniov point of view, it's an easy win that we've now lost out on. Same with dodgeball. It was 13-1 victory last year and you'd expect the same to carry on this year. So it's a real shame they're missing out.
But I'm not sure if it is a shame.
You think so?
No, I think well, I mean, for the past couple of years, it's, you know, Nottingham won last year, obviously, and the year before that, and the year before that. And the year before that. So to get rid of like these, or at least to decrease the value of these sports, you could almost see as a whitewash. I mean, we still have American football as swimming, but those two sort of balance each other out for Uniov and Trent respectively.
That may be the case, but don't you think it's unfair on table tennis, which as a club have never won varsity at Uniov anyway? They've never won varsity, and now the one year they stand a chance, they're going to miss out.
I think they're still in it. They're still in it.
Yeah, but not in the same way, really.
So I think from table tennis's perspective at least, it seems to be that last year they didn't get amazing attendance, as well as the fact that there's an expectation that it will be uncompetitive, and that combined must be the reason why it's been slightly downgraded.
It was an unfortunate set of circumstances last year for table tennis, clashing with the final, well, the game that could have decided it, which was the men's hockey. So there was a clash there, so obviously the attendance wasn't brilliant. I think possibly this move for Super Wednesday could increase attendance because it will be a whole day of events. I imagine all of the sports will be at the same location. There are two Super Wednesdays, so you would expect one to be held at Uniov, one to be held at Trent, which could be brilliant for spectators.
Just quickly going back, though, to table tennis, they've only been in, I think it's two series now?
Yeah, they've been in two series of varsity so far, and they've actually, Trent have won both of them so far.
Mm.
So,
which is why I think they'll be so disappointed. The one year they genuinely had a chance of winning it, standalone table tennis varsity, it's been taken away from them.
Yeah, I think that's sort of quite going to be disappointing for them, just purely from the perspective of how much prestige their club is seen as.
I don't know whether you can judge things like that yet when obviously we haven't seen the event itself. Super Wednesday, it could come down to them. It could be that they win their game to give us the vital point that we could win on the Super Wednesday.
That's true. I think ultimately what it comes down to is this decision will be good for the varsity series as a whole, but not desperately beneficial to Uniov's chances, I think. But I think it could be a good move. Now, those two sports, dodgeball and table tennis, have been almost downgraded, some might argue. But one sport that's been upgraded is wheelchair basketball. It looks as if that's going to be a full varsity sport this year. What do we make of the inclusion of wheelchair basketball?
It's a fantastic inclusion in the varsity series. It's an incredibly entertaining sport to watch. It's absolutely brutal. They really get into it, and it's just such great entertainment. And I think that it's a really great move by the universities to include it.
You've got to look at it as well. Obviously, that combined with the men's and the women's basketball kicks off the first day of varsity this year. So, I mean, last year at the men's and women's basketball, I think they've renamed it now, but at the time, the Capital FM Arena, it was absolutely rocking. And I can't wait to see that event added in as well. So we've got three absolutely cracking events to go on, and one of them's having its debut, and I'm really happy.
Obviously, it was an exhibition match last year, and it was very close, although it looks like it'll be a really big event at the Motorpoint Arena, it's called now.
Really?
That's what Capital FM's
so
Arena
I can tell
does.
You, in basketball so far, we've had 18 fixtures in the last 9 years, and the Uniov have won 12 of them, so we've definitely got pedigree there. Hopefully the wheelchair basketball will be able to come through and we can make it a clean sweep in the basketball. I think it's nice, though, because in a situation where Trent win the men's and Uniov win the women's, then it's nice to have a sort of decider, and therefore one club can go away with like the victory in their sport.
Uniov are surely the favourites for the men's as well.
I think they are. No, I was just saying, theoretically, though, it's nice for there to be three in one sport, because then it allows one club to win their varsity series, whereas if it's one each, then it ends up as a draw. And
yeah, I tell you what, looking at these varsity fixtures, there really are days, you know, there are judgment days throughout this, and it's very fitting that the first day is one of them. Obviously, both the men's and the women's basketball went to Uniov last year, quite convincingly as well. Obviously, there's always a rollover of students in the year gap, but I think that day, the first day, Friday the 22nd of April, will really set the tone for the entire series, because if Uniov walk away with 3 points, Uniov could literally walk away being 3-0 up in the varsity series on day one, and then it would be another week and a bit if Trent won the Super Wednesday, the American football, and the swimming. Of course, they've never won the swimming before it could be 3-0. On the other hand, Trent could run away with it, or it could set a really like high octane tense series. It's a really good day, and obviously Sunday the 1st of May as well looks absolutely cracking. The cricket being moved up from the summer into sort of the main varsity fixture is a great move, in my opinion.
I think, well, it started last year's series, Uniov went 5-0 up. I think it looks like it could go in a similar vein. I don't think it will go 5-0 up, because American football that is there as the fifth fixture, and that's a fixture I expect us to lose. But nevertheless, it does look like we could actually get a really good start on this series. Now, Goodison, you mentioned Judgment Day, and you also mentioned the 1st of May being one of those days. How crucial is that day going to be? Four sports on one day.
It could flip the whole series, couldn't it?
Absolutely huge. Yeah.
As you mentioned, James, if we go, say, 4-1 up if we don't win the American football, or 5-1 up if we win the swimming as well, if we then go on and win all four games on that day, that's nine. Or alternatively, Trent could win all of them and make it 5-all. But that day could really change the direction of the entire series.
I think that definitely it will lead to sort of a team feel. You know, if Trent or Uniov start winning games, I think it really will start to boost the momentum. And sort of if a team wins the first two, then the team coming in third, the game that's happening third that day, they'll really have it in their minds like this can be a massive day. And I think you see that in sports all over the country. You saw it in the Olympics and stuff, where one person wins, then another British athlete, they get even more hyped up for their event, and it makes a real difference.
Now, I wonder if it's deliberate, those four events, which are on Sunday the 1st of May, it's cricket, lacrosse, rugby union women's and rugby union men's. I wonder if it's deliberate they're going to be one of the most competitive sports in the series. Lacrosse, very close last year. Cricket always is close. And rugby union for both men's and women's could go either way. So I wonder if that's deliberate. They've put all those for a bit of a Super Sunday almost.
Yeah, I definitely feel that. In the last 10 years, there's been 19 different rugby union fixtures. Uniov have won 10 and Trent have won 7 with 2 draws. So that really tells you it's been very close. Similar in cricket, 4 out of 9 wins for Uniov. So we're really seeing that these are some tight fixtures, and thus it's sort of the ones that make the real difference, because, you know, there's some fixtures which we know are going to go to one side or the other, but it's these real swing fixtures that make the difference to the overall result of the varsity, I think.
Now, what I want to pick up on that Sunday, the 1st of May, is cricket. Cricket has been moved into the calendar almost. It was a bit of an isolated fixture last year, where it took place almost a month. In fact, I think it was exactly a month after the rest of varsity. That's a big decision to move it into the middle of the series and play it off-season. What do we think of the decision?
I think it's good, because surely for the team, they're going to want to be playing their game as part of varsity. You know, they don't want to be playing months later than everyone else, where the result's already decided, which is what happened last year.
It was 2 years ago, though. It was won. The series was won off cricket off the last ball.
But
though.
That's very unlikely.
That is true. That
I think it will be really highly attended, though, because people at the university get kind of varsity fever, if you like. Everyone's talking about varsity. It's for those 2-3 weeks. It's all anyone can talk about. And then a month after, it's kind of like, oh, the cricket's being played in varsity. Mm.
It's a 50-50 decision for me, because obviously it's absolutely fantastic. Cricket, as Nick said, it's sort of almost stuck on at the end of the year when they've all sat down and gone, well, varsity was great. But, you know, I'm sort of, oh, did we forget anything? And then, you know, oh, cricket, and quickly organise that. But I wonder if it's going to lose something. The best part of cricket is that the event itself is you turn up, it's a lovely sunny day, it's after exams, everybody has a great time, really nice social atmosphere. By moving it forward, you're making it tenser. You're making it tenser, you're making it before exams, you know, and obviously the weather always plays a huge part, but being moved forward to the end of April, just the start of May, that's something to consider. And I wonder whether the change in the mood from the sunny, lovely social event right at the end of term to the tense Judgment Day, May the 1st, will make the cricket actually lose something that makes it one of the best events in varsity.
It's truly going to be May Day, isn't it?
Nice.
Cheers.
I have a statistic to throw at you guys, and you can tell me what you think. But this emphasises the fact that I think the Uni of are going to win this year. And that is this. In recent varsity history, only going back to 2014 and 2015, only three sports have not had the same team win last year and the year before. And those are men's rugby union, men's rugby league, and men's lacrosse. All the other fixtures were won by the same team in 2015 as they were in 2014. I think that's really interesting. It truly shows the reflection of how a strong season or a strong team 1 year will almost certainly build, even if players leave, into a strong season next year.
I wonder if we're going to see a hit to attendance on that day, because those are four events. Obviously, rugby union for men's and women's will probably be played at the same venue. But if last year's anything to go on, cricket, lacrosse and rugby union are going to be played at different venues, which means people will have to make a decision on which sport to go to. And for people who, like myself last year, went to every event unless it clashed, that's going to be a big decision for some people, and it's certainly not going to bring as big a crowd as we could have had.
I think they should try and play as many games on the campuses as possible, or at least on University Park for the Nottingham home fixtures. Because I really think, like, people are much more likely to go to a rugby match if it's on the 3G than if it's at Highfields Park or Grove Farm or somewhere. I think that makes a real difference. Mm.
Now, moving away from May Day to Doomsday, the final day of the varsity calendar, the 12th of May. It's Rugby League, which is, again, that's actually quite a tight fixture. Do you think it could go down to the wire and be decided on that last fixture?
I think that's quite unlikely. But I mean, who knows? It's an interesting one to put as your last sort of event. You'd imagine they would go for something bigger than that. To put in, but I suppose because they wanted to spread it out, they couldn't put one of the big three.
Well, maybe they're going for the idea that, and I can tell you here that rugby league is the most competitive of all of the sports. It's the only one where exactly 50% of the fixtures have been won by either side. So 5 out of 10 games played have been won by University of and 5 for Trent, with the last 5 years being 2 wins for Uni of and 3 for Trent. So it's obviously like one of the closest of the games, and therefore maybe they're thinking if it is a draw at that stage, then maybe it'll come down for a win.
I do think that it will have been decided before the final day, but as you say, Joe, should it come down to the wire, it could actually be a really interesting game. Rugby league is not my favourite sport. It's not the best attended of the rugbies, if you like. Rugby union, far better attended in the past. So I think it could be interesting, and we'll have to wait and see. I think, obviously, the attendance will be much higher if it is a draw going into that final day.
Now, varsity is going to be played over 3 weeks instead of 2 weeks last year. Do we think that having the fixtures more spread out is going to lead to it being a better experience, or is it going to take away from the whole event of everything being quite congested and it being non-stop sport.
I was here last year when they debuted the sort of close, tight-knit fixtures. The year before that, it was much more spread out. That certainly wasn't exciting, and I definitely preferred last year's system to.
But they have a lot more sports this year. They've got the.
They only have Super Wednesdays as sort of two extra. But there are so there was 21 last year. There's now 20 events plus two Super Wednesdays. Yeah,
but we're
not
talking
that
about
much.
These Super Wednesdays that have seven sports a week. So it definitely
could potentially have up to seven sports.
All in one day. I mean, I'm just looking at these gaps. You kick off varsity. I honestly think that varsity should, the way that they did it last year, it was kind of perfect. It sort of followed that really fast you see at the Olympics and you see at international football tournaments. Every day there's something new. At the over the weekend of opening, you know, the opening weekend of varsity 2016 is going to be effectively three games are played on the Friday, and then we're going to be twiddling our thumbs for 5 days until the first Super Wednesday. Of course, there's a lot of hype to be built. I just think that's a bit too long.
I think that's true. I think it might detract a bit from the events if there is such a big gap.
Especially because last year they had the three big events: basketball, ice hockey and football on the Monday, Wednesday and Friday respectively. Mm. That kept it intense, high octane. Points were going up on the boards all the time. I thought that was one of the best parts about it. And I wonder if they've sort of tried to create some sort of hybrid here where they've spread it out just over one more week. If they wanted to do that, then maybe they shouldn't have done Super Wednesdays and just thrown a load of varsity events willy-nilly in between them.
I think they've made a very interesting call with arguably the two biggest varsity sports in basketball and ice hockey. Basketball opens it, which is obviously for very obvious reasons, that's why they've done it. But then ice hockey is slap bang in the middle of varsity, possibly hoping that hype will be built up around it and therefore we'll get a big attendance and it'll be an amazing spectacle. I think that's why they've done it. What do we all think?
I'd agree with it, but the problem that you have with that is there's a possibility. I mean, I'm just looking back. How many are there? There's 5, 6, 7, 8. There's already 11 events before that. And I just wonder whether the series, it won't be concluded as such, but it will almost be out of sight. Last year with the ice hockey, I can't exactly remember. I think that what was it? Four games were played, and then the ice hockey made it. We were 5-0 up in the series.
That's correct.
Yeah. So that was massive.
But you don't want all the big games to happen in the first week because then you just end with like a tail off towards the end. So I think having ice hockey sort of in the middle but towards the end will keep the excitement going, especially as this is an event which people are going to have tickets for beforehand.
But they could have done that with anything else. They've moved the, let's call it Super Sunday almost, on May the 1st, which is obviously the second weekend of varsity. I'm just wondering whether the ice hockey goes better as a fixture which can provide, like, it's like Breakpoint in tennis, effectively, in my opinion. Like, that's the one where it goes one team's way or the other. They claw themselves back into the varsity race or they push away. And to put it there, I wonder whether it will end up, we might come to that, as I said before, what was it, 11 fixtures? Mm. It might be 7-4 to either side. And it's sort of like...
No, but 7-4, if that's what you predict, then that's still close. Like, because if it goes to 8-4, then it's like, okay, this is really starting to pull away. But 7-5 is now... Right, there's still a chance now for Trent.
I still think there are better events suited to that, and ice hockey should have deployed earlier.
I think they've either been very clever about it or it's a bit of a coincidence that these events before the ice hockey are actually quite close, and I think the series will be quite level going into ice hockey. Events like volleyball, for men's and women's, sports that we will almost certainly win, those are just 2 points just off the bat that Uniov are going to get. But if it was played before ice hockey, that would detract from it, I think. But because ice hockey is played after events that really are going to be close, I think that's possibly a reasoning behind that. Finally, guys, before we wrap up, I'd just like to ask you your expectations of varsity this year. Do we think Uniov have it in the bag?
I don't think it's as clear-cut as we have it in the bag. I like to think we'll win because there's a lot of sports there that we should win. The Super Wednesdays, if sports such as table tennis and dodgeball are included in there, we would think that we'd have the edge on that. And so I think that it will be a narrow but perhaps comfortable Uniov win.
I actually, last year and the year before that, I came into varsity thinking that Uniov would win. This one I think is a lot tougher to call. especially the way the fixtures have been placed. And the Super Wednesdays are going to be extremely interesting. And of course, we could have a draw as well, because there's 22 things, sort of 22 kicking around as well. Still think Uniov would win because of the strength of our teams last year. I imagine that there's the rollover has meant that we're still strong enough to be able to pull off a victory. But I think that this one will be closer than last year.
Yeah, I think that Uniov just have a few more of these events which they're sort of almost certainly going to win. I think we're looking at basketball, hockey, both men and women's, that are almost 3 points for Uniov, whereas Trent, I think, have less with sort of the American football and maybe the men's and women's football that's going to be the ones that you'd expect Trent to win. But just overall, I think there's more going to Uniov there, and I think those ones will make the difference, really.
All right. Well, thanks for that, guys. I would suggest, I think, a 14-8 victory for Uniov is my prediction going into this series, but I could be wrong. We'll see. Tune in for more talk on Varsity and the fixtures and the series in general this Thursday, 6 till 7 p.m. on URN.
This is URN Sport.